Chicago, and welcome to another episode of Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, giving you the theater news for the week of June 26th, 2006. Well, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee has celebrated its 100th performance at the Drury Lane Water Tower Place. You may have remembered the production opening in March, and now they've already reached the grand scent. And it seems like their success is just going to keep on rolling. The Tribune stage ticker is reporting that the producers have decided to pull out of the San Francisco market to focus more on the Chicago production, and it seems like it's going to be around here until at least next Christmas. Congratulations, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. The show is still going on. Don't miss it. Well, City Lit Theater has announced a pretty highfalutin 2006-2007 season. The four shows this year are going to include the world premiere of Frank Galati's The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That will be running and starting in September. After that, the director of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Terry McCabe, will be bringing his own show about called Christmas As We Grow Older, and that will be running right before the Christmas season. And then coming up after the new year will be The Juniper Tree, a tragic household tale by Wendy Kesselman. That will begin in February, and then closing out the season will be Gidget. That's right, based off of the popular 1950s novel and television series. And as many of you know, City Lit performs up there off the Bryn Mawr stop. Head up there and check the season out. It's going to be a good one. Apple Tree Theater up in Highland Park has just opened the winning streak. Now, what makes this newsworthy is that this is going to be the end of a long, long run at Apple Tree's current theater. Next year, Apple Tree will be on a temporary stage as they are looking for a new permanent home. Now, this marks the end of an incredible run from a company in a terrific space. Now, head up there to Highland Park and check it out. That's the winning streak at Apple Tree Theater. Don't miss it. And a little bit of news coming out of Minneapolis. I don't know if you've heard, but over 20,000 people crammed into the new Guthrie Theater that opened last Sunday. All 20,000 people got a first look at the new three-stage theater sitting on the banks of the Mississippi River. Now, the new $125 million theater was designed by a French architect, Jean Nouvel, and was a project that was 5 years in the making. The theater was founded by Sir Tyrone Guthrie and is considered the first significant regional theater in the United States when it opened back in 1963. So if you're looking for a weekend trip, head on up to Minneapolis and check out the three new stages. And Talk Theater in Chicago would like to congratulate the Joffrey Ballet for having a wildly successful 50th anniversary gala that brought in more than 1,100 guests and also raised over $1.5 million for the ballet company. And not only was it a grand time had by all, but it also brought together over 130 dancers who had danced for the Joffrey Ballet in its past. And what do you feed 1,100 guests and 130 dancers at a grand reunion? Why, filet mignon, of course. Well, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. Remember, we are here every Monday with news ready to stick in your ears. So until next time, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.